Well, thank you, Peter. Security, talking about security, INEC is not a security agency, so it does not have the final word on security. But let me tell you that the Commission is doing everything it has to do to be in a position to conduct elections on February 14th and February 28th this year.
Currently, there are fears that the election could possibly not happen in certain parts of the country, especially in the northern parts of the country where Boko Haram has been attacking people. What measures has the Electoral Commission implemented in cooperation with the security agencies to ensure election takes place?
Elections will take place in the areas with security challenges, just like in every other place. What the Commission has done in recent times, and we have taken this to the stakeholders to get their buy-in, and we are implementing the proposals as we speak, is that the Commission has done a risk mapping of all these three states in particular, and you have areas of high risk zones, and you have areas of medium risk and low risk zones. Now, the high-risk zones, which are areas where perhaps they are under the control of insurgents, and so naturally the Commission cannot go there because the insurgents will not allow the Commission to come in the first place. The Commission will create voting centers on the basis of the constituencies in this high-risk zone in safer areas of the state and require all the internally displaced persons from these high-risk zones to come to those voting centers to vote on the basis of the constituency. In other words, if you have a local government that is being controlled by Boko Haram, and so INEC cannot go to that local government, and in any event, many people have migrated from the local government, INEC can recreate a voting center, can create a voting center in the name of that local government in a safe area, say the state capital, and ask everybody who belongs, who has registered in that local government, whether they are in camps now or they are in host communities, they will come to these voting centers and cast their votes on the basis of that local government. Because when the results are tabulated, and when the ballot papers are counted, they will be counted for the local government.
Has the Electoral Commission begun dispatching sensitive and non-sensitive information, and has ballot printing begun?
As a matter of fact, the ballot printing, we are about taking delivery of the ballot papers. In a matter of days, we will be taking delivery of the ballot papers.
What has been the cooperation of the two main political parties or rivals in the Electoral Commission's effort to organize this election?
Well, Peter, you see, as far as the Commission is concerned, there are 28 parties. INEC, as an umpire, does not treat parties differently. And so for the Commission, there are 28 parties in the field. They nominate candidates, so not for all the offices equally. For instance, right now we have 14 presidential candidates. And these parties also have nominated candidates, some for different offices. And so the Commission is relating to all the parties on the basis of its impartiality and neutrality. We seek and hope for the cooperation of all the political players in all the political parties. We expect that all the political players in all the political parties will conform with the code of conduct that they signed in 2013 and the Abuja agreement that they signed very recently. These are the things that we need to make sure that we have a peaceful election, in addition to all that the Commission will do within its power to ensure that the elections are credible, free and fair.